Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to You Be the Jury, the show where you decide who's right, with your host, attorney Rossi Williams of Rossi Williams Law Group. Learn more at callrossiwilliams.com. Now, let's jump into the frying pan and feel the fire with attorney Rossi Williams.
Good evening, America, and welcome to You Be the Jury, the hottest 30 minutes on talk radio. I have a very hot topic for you tonight. Our question is, do you believe that President Trump will be indicted? Do you believe that President Trump will be indicted? And I welcome all of our new callers tonight. Remember, to be able to speak live on air, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and that puts you into my queue. Then I will call you out or bring you on air by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. For example, juror number 1234, you never have to say your name. So here on You Be the Jury, every Tuesday at 7 p.m., we are live, and you, the callers, a.k.a. the jurors, deliberate a new hot-off-the-press issue in social justice, politics, or religion to reach a verdict on air. So now we are at this point where indictments have been returned against some of President Trump's former campaign associates. For example, Mr. Manafort, who has pled not guilty. Mr. Manafort's associate, Mr. Gates, who has also pled not guilty. And Mr. Manafort was Mr. Trump's prior campaign chairman. But one of the other gentlemen who was indicted, Mr. Papadopoulos, did plead guilty. He was a volunteer in the Foreign Policy Advisement Section, or group, if you will, for Mr. Trump. Now Mr. Trump is tweeting, and those who have not supported him are saying that they believe Mr. Trump will be the next person to get indicted, while others are saying this is just a witch hunt. But you are the jury tonight, and I want to hear what you believe. So the lines are open. If you have a comment, go ahead and press 1. That will put you into my queue so that you will be able to speak, and I'll start bringing you in online. And just remember, the lines are open throughout the entire show, so don't wait on me to invite you. Go ahead and press 1, and I'll bring you in to speak. Now, I do already have some people who have let me know how they feel, so I'm going to go ahead and give you some of their comments tonight, because I've already had some online comments and people who responded to me earlier about this. I had one person who believes, yes, that Mr. Trump will be indicted. I had another juror who not only believes that Mr. Trump will be indicted, but that he will be impeached. That he will be indicted, and that due to being indicted, that he will be impeached. Okay, I think I have some people trying to let me know that they're having difficulty hearing me. So if you can hear me, press 1 on your phone now, please. I'm looking at my switchboard to see. If you can hear me, press 1. Okay, I'm starting to see numbers pop up. Okay, great. So everyone, unless you want to speak on air, go ahead and press 1 again to remove you from my queue. So I had another juror who actually believes that if Mr. Trump is indicted, that this will cause the House to raise the issue to impeach Mr. Trump, which of course you know that an impeachment has to be confirmed by the Senate. And I thought that was an interesting standpoint or viewpoint here. And I had another juror, basically every juror or every person who has spoken with me about this at this point on today believes that Mr. Trump will be indicted. And I find this very interesting. You know, when the indictments first started, or when the news was first released about this, President Trump was tweeting, which he usually tweets a lot, and he was tweeting that he felt this was a hoax. It was a witch hunt by the Democrats. He really did not believe, from my standpoint of reading his tweets, that anything serious or substantive was going to occur in this situation. As a matter of fact, because some emails and further information had been released in relation to Mrs. Hillary Clinton and some of the things that she and her campaign had done in relation to Russia earlier, Mr. Trump really seemed to believe that the focus of the investigation would shift over to the Clintons and the Democrats. But that's not what has happened. So Special Counsel Mr. Robert Mueller, he has obtained those bills of indictment. And he hasn't stopped there. I mean, he's actually, or his office is saying that further indictments are to come. So do you believe that President Trump will be indicted? I have a lot of listeners, but you have to press one so I can bring you on the air. I want to hear your opinion tonight because you are the jury. So press one, and that will bring you on air, and let us know what you think tonight. Is there going to come a time when President Donald Trump, the 45th president of these United States, will be indicted by a federal grand jury? Press 1 and let us know what you think on tonight. Now, the other thing, as we talk about this, and the lines are open, is someone brought up to me or questioned me in relation to just, about the indictment process. And a lot of times attorneys will say anyone can be indicted, that it's as easy to get an indictment as it is a ham sandwich. Because basically when you're going to get that bill of indictment, it's not the same as a trial, which means that usually the accused or the defendant is not present. So the prosecutor brings the charges before a grand jury, and the prosecutor is usually laying out for the grand jury what he or she believes the evidence is, which supports that bill of indictment that the prosecutor is seeking. Okay, I have a juror who wants to speak. I'll come back to this later if I have time. Juror number 0688, you're live on You Be the Jury. What's your comment?
My comment, Attorney Williams, is this, the congressman I'm already wanting to get rid of him. They've just been trying to let him get enough rope to hang his own self. And God knows he's hung himself several times, but they felt like the rope just wasn't tight enough to get rid of him. I don't think those people are willing to go and sit in prison for 25 years or the rest of their life to cover up for the president. They might say that, but now when reality sets in, they're going to go to squealing like a mouse over there. They're going to go to squealing and tell who all was involved to get their time reduced. I was just reading in the paper about President Trump being upset about Mr. Putin over in Russia, saying that Mr. Putin had President Kennedy killed, brains blown out his back. It's the topic of the Globe this week. And he's looking at that he's president now, and if Mr. Putin get displeased with him, then he might take the same action on him. He's got a big write-up in the paper this week on why the CIA and all of them didn't hound and then do something about Russia killing President Kennedy, because all the evidence is coming out now, the pictures and everything else. Yes, I do believe that Mr. Trump is involved in this Russia thing. There's no doubt in my mind. I believe that. But my grandmother said when I was growing up years ago that money talks, and build stuff walls. And what has happened in America so much, and we saw that through the kind of running of election between the Clintons and everything else, and the getting rid of the emails and all that like this, how certain meetings was done and then nothing was done, no punishment was done. If enough money is put forth, then things disappear. I was once told by someone, a lawyer, that you can buy a priest for $750,000. I can tell you, you can buy a priest for a lot less than $750,000. So my thing is, you just have to pray for God for the truth to come out and for these things to be found. I do know one thing.
Thank you.
It won't be easy for Mr. Trump, for them to find him guilty and impeach him, because he gonna pay lawyers enough money to do whatever it takes to keep him out of it. But I think the bird's gonna sing. The jailbird's gonna sing.
Jailbird's gonna sing. All right, thank you, juror. Wow, this juror gave us a lot there, didn't she? Money talks. The jailbirds are gonna sing. Basically, anybody can be bought for the right price. And, you know, this goes toward the point of Mr. Papadopoulos, because as I stated earlier, at this point we have three indictments. And any other juror who wants to respond to that juror, or you have your own comment, just press 1 and I'll stop talking and bring you in at any time. You don't have to wait on me to invite you, because the lines are open the entire show. At this point, we have a total of three indictments, and although two of those people have pled not guilty, and those, to the juror's point, are those people who are more established. You know, they've been in the political arena and in the financial arena for a much longer time than the younger man that you have, which is Mr. George indicted, and the news leaked that he had pled guilty. President Trump tweeted that Mr. Papadopoulos was a low man on the totem pole, that no one even really knew, or he didn't really know him, that this was some low man on the totem pole volunteer during his campaign. In other words, to infer that Mr. Papadopoulos was not important, he really wouldn't have any information. Well, subsequent to President Trump's tweet, there was a picture that came out actually showing President Trump and some of his campaign people talking to Mr. Papadopoulos. So Mr. Trump went back and deleted that tweet. And what was interesting is that one of the former federal prosecutors who used to work in the Department of Justice up until I think about March of this year tweeted in response to President Trump, "Just keep on tweeting." No, I'm serious. That's what his tweet read. "Just keep on tweeting. No, I'm serious." Because in other words, the more that the president tweeted, the more he incriminated himself. Because on the one hand, he said, no one even knows this guy. He has no information. Then here is a picture that comes out of him actually having a conversation. So then Mr. Trump changed his tweet to state, he deleted the former tweet and stated something to the effect of, well, he didn't remember, he didn't recollect. Well, what happens to your credibility when you continue to give consistent statements? Will people continue to believe you, or will they think that you have something to hide? You know, you're the jury. I want to hear from you tonight, so make sure you press 1 on your phone. I want to hear you respond to that prior juror, and I want to hear you respond to me. What do you think about this situation? Is an indictment coming for President Donald Trump? Will he be indicted? And as I wait to see if you're going to press 1, let me finish what I was saying about that process of an indictment. So the prosecutor is presenting to the grand jury really what you could call a one-sided argument, if you will, because the defense attorney is not there to state the other side. It's not a trial. Usually the defendant is not there. So that's why it's a lot easier to get that bill of indictment. And when I say bill of indictment, B-I-L-L, it means that the grand jury hands down the indictment. So that's what the prosecutor is seeking, that bill of indictment to go forward. Now, with me having said that to you, as to usually how easy it is to get an indictment because it's one-sided, what do you actually think, even if Mr. Trump was indicted, would he be found guilty? If he was indicted and actually had to go to trial, and remember, there are special provisions in place in relation to presidents and trials and all of these things for acting presidents and things which must occur. Would he be found guilty? What do you think about that? Would a jury actually find Mr. Trump guilty? All right. I do have someone who sent me a statement. Okay, I have a person who does not believe that Mr. Trump will be found guilty. Even if he was indicted, he would not be found guilty because people don't really want to find a sitting president guilty. Okay, so even if he was indicted, this juror believes that he would not be found guilty. Now, remember, if he was actually indicted and charged, I believe Vice President Pence would definitely have to step in if Mr. Trump was arrested. But I have a juror here who feels maybe he would be indicted. But I think we'd be really reaching to believe that he would be found guilty. I have a juror who wants to speak. Juror number 0688, you're live. Yes, what's your comment?
That's what the statement means, is six in one hand and a half a dozen in another. Even if they indict him, you got to look at who he is and you got to look at the presidents on the money that he possessed. It's not going to be easy for them to prove he's guilty. He's very manipulated. His lawyers are paid to keep him on the ground, and he wants to stay in there and president where he can keep everybody upset and arguing against each other. He enjoy that. He's just like a child that's borderline retarded, don't know any better. So he likes confusion, and he likes to keep people upset. It's not going to be easy to find him guilty, even though I believe he's guilty. But the other jury that said he won't be found guilty, I won't go 100% against what she said because of all the corruption and all the way they take things and turn it the way they want to. And the more money's paid out, the better they can make it look.
So, juror, let me ask you this question right quickly. Okay, thank you, juror. And let me ask you this question right quickly, and I definitely want some of the other jurors to answer this as well. So are you saying that you believe that justice is for sale, that justice can be bought?
Justice has always been for sale in the United States of America. It's been for sale, and some of it's not for sale. Some of it is just based on who you are. And, you know, just the type of the complexion of your skin and different reasons. They got all kind of reasons why justice is covered up, you know.
Okay.
So justice has been for sale for the ones that's got the money. The ones that don't have the money, it's just according to how they feel about people of different races or different colors. America is not justifiable in giving justice.
Okay, thank you so much, Juror. And remember, here on You Be the Jury, all viewpoints are welcome. So you can agree with this juror, you can disagree with this juror, you can agree with me, you can disagree with me. So I definitely want to hear from some of the other jurors. Please press 1 on your phone. Do you believe that justice is for sale? Do you believe that President Trump will be indicted? And if he is indicted, do you believe that he would be found guilty? Now, a lot of people do believe that justice is for sale. You know, one of the hallmarks of our justice system is that we as a country say that justice is blind. And as symbolism for that, you always see Lady Justice standing there with the scales in her hand, with a blindfold over her eyes. And remember, the lines are open whenever you're ready to speak. And that is the symbolism that everyone is supposed to be treated equally in our court system, to have equal access to the law and to be treated equally in the application of the law. Now, of course, we know that theoretically, that may be true, but in application, that is not. Time and time again in our nation, we see instances where people do not receive justice. And it's not just one particular race. It may be a particular socioeconomic demographic. In other words, it may be those who don't have the money to pay the hourly fees and everything that goes into defending them. So as much as we would like for justice to be blind, I always tell my clients, justice can never be blind. And the reason justice can never be blind is that the true justice is not a symbol of a lady standing there with a blindfold on. Instead, it is 6 to 12 pairs of eyes, depending on whether you have a civil case or a misdemeanor or a felony, of real people sitting there staring at you. And all throughout your trial, they are weighing your credibility. And within that process, they come in with their own biases, prejudices, and as much as attorneys and judges would like to weed people out. And I talked to you a few shows ago about the voir dire process of how jurors are selected. You can never really ensure that people you put on the jury are 100% neutral, because your selection is based on the questionnaire that they answered in writing, and then the questions that they answer verbally, and then your gut feeling as you're going throughout that process. So justice can never truly be blind. Now, we do hope that justice cannot be bought. And again, the lines are open whenever you're ready to speak. But even within that context, throughout our history, we have seen many instances where even judges have been bribed, where jury tampering has occurred, where witness tampering has occurred, where people have accepted money to change their testimony. So, yes, it is true that justice can also be bought. Now, as we deal with tonight's topic, we have to apply all of those situations within the context of President Trump. And whether or not you as the jurors, and I'm going to let you all vote, even if you don't speak in another minute, so that we can reach a verdict tonight or see if we're going to have a mistrial, as to whether or not an indictment will be handed down or even sought against President Trump. Now, for a lot of people, they would be very happy about this. And then a lot of others would be very sad. It would be, you know, a state of chaos for our nation to deal with this situation. I do have another comment here that believes that that agrees with the prior juror that Trump has enough money to fight it. So, of course, his money is long, as they say. You know, it's been their old money. So this juror believes that even if President Trump is indicted, this juror is in agreement with the prior juror that there is enough money to fight this fight. Now, we're coming to the time wherein we must vote, and then I'm going to give my closing statement. So I need everybody, if you're if you want to make a last-minute statement before we vote, please go ahead and press 1 now, and I'll take any last-minute comments. Otherwise, we're going to get ready and vote. So here is the question, and I'm going to let you vote. The question for tonight, jurors, and I thank you to everyone who's tuned in, is do you believe that President Trump will be indicted? If your answer is yes, press 1 on your phone now. If your answer is yes, you won't be speaking on air. This is just to give me a tally. If you believe that President Trump will be indicted, press 1 on your phone now. Okay, and I'm seeing people pressing 1 coming into my queue. Please press 1 again to take you out of my queue. Press 1 again, all of those who voted yes, so that you're no longer part of the vote. If you do not believe that he will be indicted, if your answer is no, press 1 now. If your answer is no, that he will not be indicted, press 1 now. Okay, we have reached a verdict tonight, so I'm going to give you our verdict and then my closing statement. I do not have anyone who pressed 1 for no. So we have reached a unanimous verdict for you, the jurors, tonight, that you do believe that he will be indicted. From my standpoint, I look at all of the things that have occurred. I do believe that special counsel, Mr. Robert Mueller, is on track based on the fact that he not only sought these indictments, but he has let us know that he's seeking further indictments and that he now has bipartisan support. In other words, Republicans as well as Democrats are supporting him from the standpoint of warning President Trump publicly not to interfere with the investigation, not to threaten to fire Special Counsel Mueller. I believe he's on track to try to move forward, to try to get enough to indict President Trump. But I don't believe that he's going to be able to indict President Trump while he is the 45th president of these United States. Now, it doesn't mean that he's not going to try, but he's going to have to make sure he's really solid to do so. And if for any reason he was able to do so, I don't believe President Trump would be found guilty. Now, I'll see you next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Invite someone else. You can learn more about me at callrossiwilliams.com. Good night, America.